And it's Friday, time for Back Talk, where we highlight conversations happening on our blog and in your world. Our web producer, Lee Hill, is here with me. Hey, Lee, what's up?
Hey, Michelle. Another active week on the blogs here at Tell Me More. You received an interesting letter from a listener about our piece on the 40th anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision in the Loving case. It outlawed restrictions on interracial marriage.
That's right. And Howard wanted to offer this clarification, and I quote, "I teach U.S. history here in Portland, Oregon, and always discuss the Loving Court case. The case was not just about African Americans and whites. The Supreme Court ruling outlawed all states from having a ban on interracial marriages based on any ethnic background." Howard even enclosed a listing of each state's laws and when they were abolished. And from what he sent us, it looks like the state of Maryland, right here in our area, was among the first to enact laws against interracial marriage and upheld the law for among the longest duration, which is really interesting. I didn't know that. Thanks, Howard.
Nor did I. Moving on to our conversation about No Child Left Behind, this year marks the fifth anniversary of the education bill, which continues to stir mixed feelings. Here's a note from blogger Gordon. "I'm a middle school parent of a seventh grader. Our school district is considered one of the best in the region when measured by test scores. Schools seem to be teaching to the test, and the majority are shining." But he goes on to add, "What about the 10 to 15% of special needs children that are being left behind? I believe our state would receive an F in this subject."
It was good to hear from a parent on this subject, especially a dad, I have to say. It's also good to get the perspective from somebody in the classroom. Patricia posted this. She writes, "I'm a middle school teacher in a small urban school district. Our school, like many others, is focusing on complying with the No Child Left Behind legislation. We're working very hard, long hours, focusing on meeting the needs of every student. But some things do not change. So I have mixed feelings about No Child Left Behind. On the one hand, I think it has forced the large bureaucratic educational institutions to make changes and focus on success. On the other hand, there's little recognition of how difficult our jobs are." Well, thanks, Patricia. And finally, Juneteenth. This past Tuesday was June 19th, the day many slaves received words that they had been freed, 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. Well, blogger Michael David Cobb Bowen, a contributor to our Barbershop Roundtable, wrote to us, and we decided to call him and hear a little bit more. Hey, Michael.
Good morning, Michelle.
Do you celebrate Juneteenth?
We talk about it, but we don't celebrate it as much as we do Kwanzaa or Thanksgiving.
Well, what should be celebrated?
I think we should think about the struggles that people make moving towards freedom and what it's like to have that emergent quality of that exploratory kind of nature and discovery in America.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks for writing, Michael.
Sure thing.
And we are sorry to have to mention this, but Juneteenth celebrations remain in the headlines after two cities saw a sad ending to the day's events. A man was beaten to death in Austin, Texas, after a car accident, and fights broke out in Milwaukee after celebrations there, which is too bad. But, Lee, do you celebrate Juneteenth?
Well, I celebrate in mind and in spirit. I'm actually from Milwaukee, and I can remember the Juneteenth celebrations there, so definitely unfortunate that they turned sour at the end.
Okay. Well, that's it for today. Thanks, Lee.
Thanks, Michelle.
And remember, you can always join the conversation at the Tell Me More blog. Log into npr.org/tellmemore and blog it out.